Sukkah per Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Shir Esrig HaKotl. What's the smallest size of an Esrig and it's kosher for the mitzvah? Remei Oimer Ke'ego is the size of a walnut. Rem Yehuda Oimer Ke'beitza. What are they arguing about? Well, what's the shir tali? It's not the shir of a Maisa Achila. It's a shir when we call it, the Torah says pri etzadar, when it's not called growth, when it's called a pri. It's like, look at an apple on a tree when it's a little tiny green apple. It's not an apple. It's a tree that's going to produce apples. At what point is it called a pri? That's the machlekes over here. Now, lochal amaisis of Yehuda, the size is kebetza. The shear of kebetza, by the way, is, you look at Shulchan Aruch, it really comes from a tesis over here in the sugya, but it's brought in the halachas and tofresh memches, is that even if you have an esrog which is clearly not fully formed, but since it has the prerequisite size of a kebetza, it's kosher. The converse is also true. What happens if you have an esrog that's clearly fully formed, but it was in its stomach, it dried out, and to a certain extent it shriveled to the size of less than a kebetza? It's possible. For most people, there's not negeya. Nobody's buying an esrog the size of a walnut. Where it is negeya too is if you go to the esrog pardesim right after Shemitah year, where the produce in the fruits the week after, well, even the week at the end of Shemitah, or after Hashanah, literally in the picking season, the fruits are the produce of Shemitah, they're hefker. People go and they pick them, and they're not tended for, because the fields were left hefker the whole year. So the esrogim are very, very small, and sometimes you'll get a perfectly formed esrog, the bigger ones, since they weren't pruned and the trees weren't taken care of, they get scratches and holes. The perfect esrogim will be ones that are very, very small. And the shaila is, what's the shear? The way they do it today in Eretz Yisrael is they have a measurement in weight. They weigh the size of a kebetza, and that's what they do. It's a certain amount of ounces. Ubagodl, what's the shear of the size of an esrog outside hayoyse godl? What's too big of an esrog? It's already not an esrog, it's a watermelon. He says that the size is where you can hold on to it. To be able to hold two, that's a shita of Yehuda, and it has an interesting makor. Why should that be the size? So the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara says that according to Yehuda, you have to be able to hold on to it. Holding on to it is not just being able to hold the esrog. You hold it with your hand, let's say you need support from your elbow. That's not called holding. It's more than that. Sometimes a person wants to switch around the lulav and esrog from hand to hand, depending on convenience. Even though you hold the lulav with the hadas and arovas in your right hand, for righties that is, and the esrog in your left hand. But sometimes if you want to switch around, you have to be able to hold temporarily for a second onto the lulav and the esrog in one hand. Therefore, the shear is sheyoyches shnayim biyodei achas. You have to be able to hold two at one time. That's not that big, according to Rabbi Yehuda. This would seem to passel up the big, huge, oversized teimanu she'esregim. Certainly bigger than that. Rabbi Yosi Oimer afilu echot b'shtei yodav. Rabbi Yosi is mekel, and luckily the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. The afilu echot b'shtei yodav. You don't have to be able to hold the lulav of an esrig bebasachas to switch around. Now, yet l'chayr, it shouldn't be echod b'shteyad, it should be echod b'yad echod, because you still have to hold on to the lulav in the other hand. And the reason for this is based on a halacha in Tofresh Nun Aleph, which is a shver halacha. L'chayr, the Torah says, l'kachm l'chem b'yam erishin. This discussion that should have to be all one mice in a tittle. The mice in the halacha is not that way. B'di'evet, a person is yoytze, even if he picks up the esrig, and then he picks up the lulav. So Mamela, since he can pick up the esrog separately, so Mamela, even a very large, oversized esrog, Lamaisa will be kosher. And that's the halacha. Lechatchila avad, the person should be able to hold on to the lulav and esrog comfortably to be able to do the nanun. Mishnah Ches. We know, we just had all the halachas of the Dalet Minim. Till now, we haven't been introduced to the fact that we don't look at it as Dalet Minim. When we make a bracha, we say Hashem Lishon Zaysev Tzivanu Al Netilas Lulav. Why do we make the bracha on the lulav? Because the lulav has with it the other two minim, the hadasim, the arovos. We call that being ma'aged, putting together in an igud the lulav with the others. The esrog stands for itself, It's even brought in the Paiskim. L'chadchila, to hold them together, it's brought a famous, it's worth saying over, a famous chaloim that's brought in the Levush, where it was Nizgala, that one of the reasons that's Ma'akiv the Geula is that the Oisius of the Shem Havaya have to be brought together. The Dalminim, the Heilige Mitzvah of Dalminim is connected to the Dalad Oisius of Shem Havaya. You have to hold the Esrik together with the Lulav and the other Minim in order that the Yud to, should go together with the Hay and the Vav and the Hay. Right? That's in Yonim. But Al-Kaponim, the Lulav has to be made Lahalocha together with the Hadas and the Aravos. The Mishnah says, Ein Oigdin es Halulav Ela B'minoi Divrei Reb Yehuda. What this means is that, let's say you would take another material, like the Mishnah says, read the next line of the Mishnah, Me'ayim Afilu B'meshicha, even if you want to put on a Meshicha, which is made out of another material, it's a Chevel Shel Pishton. It's Bechlal not a problem, and Rebbe is Meisiv, Amr Rebbe, Meisiv Ba'anshi Yerushalayim, She'yo'ogdin S'luvam B'gimoniyoy Shel Zov, they would put on Mamish something, L'noy Shel Mitzvah, it was clearly not the min of the Mitzvah. Reb Yehuda doesn't argue with the story, but he does argue with what he pulled out. Amru loy b'minoy hayu oigdin oisim alamata. Wasn't really. They put the zov over, but underneath, as far as the igud itself was concerned, the igud itself was b'min halulav, and that's the way we do it. We do the igud of the lulav together with koshikloch, or together with branches of the kapes tmarim, of the lulav itself. The reason why we do it that way is because of this halacha. The underlying idea over here is Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir are arguing if adding another something to the minim together is like a bal toisiv azah. You're adding another min. You're adding something else to the mitzvah. So Reb Yehuda has that concern. Therefore, in Eichdin Salvo you're not adding on to the mitzvah. Reb Meir says it's not a problem since you're only being ma'agadit lenoi. So therefore, the shalas is the igud ma'akiv. Pashtus, the igud is not ma'akiv. And that adds support to Reb Meir. That's not the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is taking the lulav together with the hadas and the aravos that you're doing. The igud is lenoi, that it's put together in a nice and a beautiful way. Memela, that's for sure not a hoisofa into the mitzvah. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that Reb Yehuda argues. Reb Yehuda holds the lulav tzarech igud. The igud is ma'akim in the lulav. The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Gimel, that's the machlok of the Remei. We pass in la'alocha that lulav ain't tzarech igud. Therefore, it's certainly not bal toisiv.